It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Craig Hoffman.
I have been working on a Dave Johnson since I was about 14 years old.
Oh, it's there!
The Hoffman Show.
That was good. You sounded like you hurt several organs on that, and that's what I do every night. So that's
the key to it. Oh, man.
So, to ruin your life expectancy.
On the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Happy Friday, final hour here on the Team 980, and it'll start in just a moment with our final visit with Dave Johnson of the year. Also hear from Will Dawkins this hour, and then our weekend preview, Anthony, brought to you by?
I think it's brought to us by nobody, Craig.
Yeah, it still is. It still is brought to us by nobody. Dave Johnson just brings himself to the show. Actually, Anthony, hit the button. Dave joins us from Chicago, where tonight the Wizards will play. And Dave, it doesn't sound like you're in a speaker, so that's nice.
Well, no, and actually, they just finished rehearsing all their opens, so you missed that. And by the way, I hope it's just the final visit of the season, not the final visit of the year, unless you know something I don't know. As you know,
yeah.
In broadcasting, we always get worried when we hear that. There's the old joke that you know you have security in broadcasting when they renew your guest parking permit.
That is good. No, just simply of the season. When I say the year, the basketball year, which
yes.
Unfortunately for the Wizards is coming to an end, although the offseason is going to be fun and exciting, and there's plenty to talk about there, and I certainly hope that we will chat then. But of the basketball year, Dave, and I definitely want to take some time to let you reflect a little bit, because I think, like, obviously, you've talked a lot on the show about how this year has still been very fun for you and interesting and in very different ways than years where this team has been very good and you've gotten to call exciting winning basketball. Just now that we're wrapping up here at the end of it, as you will think back ultimately, and obviously when you think back on this in the future, 5-10 years from now, it will be with a lot more context of how all this played out. But as you sit in the here and now and think about this season, how do you, like, what's your highlights? What are the things that you'll think of the 2024-25 Wizards season?
Well, you know, I think it's it does come down to people and personalities. Yeah, there was, you know, game winner in Denver, and you could point to this and that. But this was not really about specific games. And I, you know, I invite people to go on watchwizards.com. You can see the post-game interview with Bob Carrington and Keshawn George as they face the home media for the last time in the regular season, although they will do interviews next week. But and I'm using some of that in our pregame tonight. And I think just the joy of playing of basketball that they expressed, and that also, you know, to be clear, they got to this level by being winners. So no, they were not happy on losing every night, but they're happy. I don't know if happy is the word, but this is what they wanted all their lives, to be in the NBA, to compete against the best. So they'll take their knocks now, and they'll take them still with a smile on their face. They won't take their knocks 2 years from now with a smile on their face. They'll want to win. And this year, they're getting something, the players on this team, you know, four first-round draft picks now, including A.J. Johnson, that typically players don't get in their first year in the NBA is this amount of playing time. And so I think that's what I'll look back with how this team just brought joy every night and, you know, and responded. And I'll think about, you know, one of the worst game of the year was the game against Indiana home, obviously, giving up 162 points.
Right.
But then just the other night, responding and making the Pacers squirm. A Pacers team that battling and jostling for playoff position. To me, that says a lot about the character of this team. It you know, you go into Indiana, you face one of the hottest teams in the NBA, and you show, you know what, we may be young, but we learned from the last game. We learned that we have to be better, and they were. And you know, had chances, legitimate chances, to win that game. So I also think, as you know, Bob Carrington, there's a funny line that he had in the post game that you know he looks forward to, you know, one day being 38 and doing podcasts and talking about his 8 championships with Washington Wizards. But the point being is they realize they've been selected as a base for this team, or a core group for this team. So there's a responsibility that goes with that. And certainly you can tell Bob Carrington's embracing that he gets to be a chance to be someone that they'll continue to build this team around. I see him as very much a part of the Wizards future. Look, at you know, this point, you hesitate to say anybody will, you know, is going to be here forever because it's still very young, and you don't know what trades are going to bring about, and certainly Luka Doncic getting traded this year means we should probably never say anything about any player. But the point being is that a lot of rookies, most rookies, come to teams that you know, it's not they have established players, whereas this is a Wizards team that is said it's going to build around young players, the Alex Sars, the Bilal Coulibaly's, the, you know, Bob Carrington's, Keyshawn George. And, you know, I think Jordan Poole has shown that you know, he was an important acquisition to continue to help make this team competitive, because you only get better if you're competitive.
Dave Johnson with us here on the Hoffman Show. I'm glad you talked a little bit about Bub there. We had him on the show yesterday, which was great, on the heels of the community award that he won. And it just really impressed with him is, and this kid's 19 years old and he's so mature. He's so put together. And the other thing too, I'll circle this question, back around to Bub in a second, but the fact that they're going to get four NBA players out of that draft, which everyone said was a bad draft, is, and again, the top end talent, very different than say the year before with Wembanyama, this year with Flag. Totally understand that. But the Wizards, I think, took advantage of a market inefficiency and have gotten, potentially gone 4 for 4. And that's not how first round picks typically go. But for Bub specifically, was there a moment this season with him where you're like, yep, they got one. This kid's going to be a player, and you'll see whether he's a rotational piece, a starter, a high-end starter. Who knows what he becomes, but he's definitely going to be in the league for a long time. When did you know that this season?
I don't know if there was a moment, but certainly, you know, the Alex Sars and Bob Carrington's, keep in mind Alex Sar was Rookie of the Month for December, but you got that feeling around December, like, you know, wow. And then you're thinking if he ever gets, you know, the 3-point shot down, and he started to do that. And, you know, that's why he had 32 points is his career high in a recent game. So, and it's what the Golden State Warriors and Draymond Green noticed. That was a moment this year where they talked about the toughness. They talked, you know, Draymond in his postgame was talking about, you know, how much he appreciated Keyshawn George and his trash talking and not backing down, even though he's a rookie. And that, you know, that was, again, that's what I think about. This was a bunch that was fearless, that they would go out there and yeah, every now and then they'd get their lunch handed to them, but the head wouldn't go down. I see it with those are learning moments, but, you know, A.J. Johnson, You know, the other night, Miles Turner really blocked his shot. That didn't affect him the rest of the game. He continued to do what he wants to do. These, you can feel when you get. I thought about it today on the bus over. Actually, as I watched AJ Johnson walk off, you can feel the desire just being around them, the want, and that's something that I think is. As fans, you want people out there on the court that have that want and desire, and that's why, you know, the other night against Philadelphia, you still see guys, you know, diving for loose balls like the NBA Finals are here or something. So it was a special year because it was a group of young players. That just wanted to play basketball, not just for a month, the whole season. I've been around teams, and there have been teams in every league where you feel like, you know, they're kind of going through the motions toward the end of the year if things are not going well. That's not the case with this team, and that's not going to be the case tonight. Whoever they play and how they play, they're going to play like their jobs are on the line because they know they are.
Dave Johnson, man's been doing this job for a long, long time, and we are very grateful that this, I believe, Dave, our third season together in the books. Really appreciate all the visits all year long. We'll absolutely talk during the off season, and we will certainly talk again in 2025, what most people know as a year.
And you have Will Dawkins coming up later?
Will was on with the Junkies this morning, so we're gonna let folks hear what he had to say in that interview coming up we are done here.
Because he, you hear the players talk about what's going on with this organization, use the word intentional, and just being around him for a couple of years, you get the sense that there's a confidence that knowing in putting this together, it's also tough to be patient, but he's been clear over and over again. He'll probably say in that Junkies interview, there are no shortcuts.
Yeah, no, definitely. Will, I've been very impressed with Will over the time. You know, obviously they've got to continue to get stuff right, but so far they've done about as good as they can, in my opinion. And Will, every time I talk to Will, I come away just like, that's a smart fella right there. So we're going to let folks hear from him next. Dave, thank you, sir, all year long. Really appreciate you, and we will talk to you soon.
Look forward. Thanks so much.
Dave Johnson again tonight. What are we at? An hour and a half from right now from pregame here on the Team 980. Bulls and Wizards, the penultimate game that Dave and Glenn and company have one more on Sunday as well here on the radio. They'll take on the Heat, but that is it, and that is all for the Wizards this NBA season as we enter our final weekend. We will let you hear from Will Dawkins next, but first, the latest on from the world of women's sports. It's presented to you by Wawa. Chicken how you want it, Wawa. With customizable, crispy, and roasted chicken sandwiches. Anthony, I'm very excited right now. I was perusing Instagram in one of the breaks, and I saw on Clinton Yates's feed, Clinton, who joined us earlier in the show, y'all know him from ESPN and the Washington Post back in the day, the whole deal. Clinton had the print version of the Beast. Like, he got like a hard copy, Dan Brugler's draft guide, and I was like, yo, that's sick. I got to get on that list. Apparently, I have one coming. He got me on the list.
Oh.
You got to have good friends. And Clinton Yates, let me tell you, that's a good friend.
He has good a lot of friends, right?
He does have, I mean, not a, he picks, it's not like he's just friends with everybody. He's a very friendly guy. I don't know how to answer that. Yes, he has a lot of friends. I mean, I don't know how many of them are as close to him as I am, but.
Yeah, no, I was more so talking about.
Which
Clinton
I don't say braggadociously. I'm just trying to set the standard. What are you trying to get out of this, Anthony, besides me in trouble?
Clinton and friends. That's more so what I was.
Oh, you were playing a pun on his radio show. I see what. I thought you were trying to get a copy of the Beast too. That's where I thought you were going with that.
No, that's okay. I got you.
Yeah, no, I'll share. I'll share.
Sharing is caring.
Again, remember Dane Brugler, the man who wrote that mammoth document on the NFL draft, was on Take Command. So if you're bopping around this weekend looking for something to listen to, highly recommend that. Also, you could listen to Will Dawkins' interview with the Junkies this morning, 8:45 a.m. on the Odyssey Rewind, or check out their podcast on demand. But we're going to play some of that for you now. And I'm actually curious Will's thoughts on this before we get into some of his player thoughts from the season. But The NBA draft lottery is obviously coming up in mid-May. It will decide in many ways the future of this league. A guy like Cooper Flagg doesn't come along very often. Where will he wind up? Depends on what the ping pong balls say. Does Will like this system, or would he prefer a NFL draft, for instance, model where the worst team just gets the first pick?
Yeah, I think the NBA did a good job of coming in and making sure that there's a little bit more fairness to it, and a little bit more randomness to it, which I think the fans appreciate. So I know in other sports, they don't have the same things in terms of guaranteed contracts, and it's really hard to kind of flip teams around. So it makes sense for basketball.
I actually had an idea on this the other day, Anthony. Tell me if you like my lottery idea. Pyramid. So the team, the two teams that finish worst and best but not in the playoffs have the same odds. And then it goes up. So like the worst odds are like the team that finishes eighth. And the reason why I like this, although I'm sure there's some kind of flawed plan in this, the reason why I like this is because then if you're floating somewhere, you are just as incentivized to go up and try to make the playoffs and just miss as you are to go down and drop to the bottom. So if you want to de-incentivize tanking, trying to like avoid being the eight, you can go down or you can go up. And you have that choice as a franchise. That's why I like that. And, you know, teams that actually try to win at the end of the year and then just miss the playoffs, they are rewarded for trying.
That's smooth. That ain't bad.
I think also what it does is it like it can take a team that barely misses the playoffs and try to bump them in with a good player. And I think it will also avoid as many teams being stuck on the mediocrity treadmill. Because sometimes you get like a good player and then you get another one and then you're one player short, but you're too good to get that other player. I think it's a good plan. I'll run that by Will Dawkins next time I see him.
I was about to say.
I'll run it by Michael Winger. Be like, tell Adam Silver, use this idea. Obviously, this season, they had the number 2 overall pick in Alex Sarr. What did Will Dawkins, Wizards GM, make of Sarr's rookie season?
Yeah, I think Alex is right on schedule from what we were kind of expected. And you saw early on the impact he had defensively. And as he got more comfortable throughout the year, kind of the offensive impact that he had, and not just his scoring, but he's an all-around player with the playmaking, his passing, his ability to stretch the floor and roll to the rim. So defensively, that Indiana game, he was so comfortable the other night, protecting the rim, guarding Miles Turner, but then also switching out on Halliburton and defending those guys really well. Like, that's the glimpses of what we saw and what we'll continue to see, and that's a playoff team right there. So very happy he got more and more comfortable. If he didn't have that month, I think, where he was injured and dealing with the ankle injury, he probably would have came out a little faster and had an even stronger year. But to have 100 threes, 100 assists, and 100 blocks, that shows you're just affecting the game everywhere. And he's only the third player ever to do that. So we're very happy with where he's at.
I believe he's the first rookie ever to do that. So Sarr, kind of a complete package. We'll see, again, just how high the ceiling is. Same question we're asking about Bub Carrington, who has had a heck of a season and also had a heck of a highlight the other night when he made Halliburton fall down, go boom.
Yeah, the competitive Bub came out on that one. I'm just happy that he made the shot.
Yeah.
And all three of our rookies didn't start the season shooting the ball from deep with the same level of confidence, and now all three of them kind of finished the season like that. But sticking to his durability, he's been able to play, knock on wood, every single game so far this year, and that's really hard to do for a rookie. And he brings it and has gotten better through each one of them. But for our rookies to all three of them make 100 threes this year, I think that's never been done before. That's pretty high level for kind of where the game is going. But the thing I was most proud about that game was, I think last time we were on, we were talking about how Indiana played against us at home. We hadn't had an opportunity to kind of show how resilient we can be and fight back there in Indiana, and made it a really good game and had an opportunity to win down the stretch. So for us, that's the progress that we're looking for, because we didn't like the effort 2 weeks before that in D.C.
And then last but not least, you know, Will's talking about the three rookies there, but we know now there's actually a fourth. A.J. Johnson acquired in the Kyle Kuzma trade, and I know from talking to some folks over there that was a very intentional choice. They liked A.J. Johnson a lot and didn't really have a chance to draft him because they got Keyshawn George, obviously, with their late first. But had they had somewhere between Bub and Keyshawn another first-round pick somehow, AJ Johnson's a guy they would have targeted anywhere, I think, in that range, and they got him in this Kyle Kuzma trade. So what is Johnson's potential here as we look forward into the offseason, jump season, as Will Dawkins calls it, and then next season?
For sure. No, AJ fits the bill in terms of what we're looking for, young players who are trying to get better and has the athleticism and can show it on both ends of the floor. We weren't sure where we were getting. Obviously, he was in Milwaukee and didn't really have an opportunity to play. But we knew what we liked from the draft, and his ability to get by his man without a screen, touch the paint, and finish at the rim is unmatched for a player of his age and his size. So he's got an opportunity late in the season. This is kind of what the experimental part of the year is for, and he's made the most of it. So he's got a lot to build on into the summertime, but this has given him that confidence, and we'll see him in summer league, and hopefully he'll look like a more advanced player because of it.
Going to be fun to watch this summer. Again, summer league will start in July, like mid-July-ish out there in Vegas, because going to Vegas in July, who wouldn't want to do that? When we get back here on the Hoffman Show, it is time for our weekend preview, which Anthony is still brought to you by...
Nobody, Greg.
Nobody.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We are streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. It is time for our weekend preview to wrap up the show here. Oh, those wascally wabbits, Anthony.
I was about to say, good, great. But man, is that you?
How did you know that? No, it was Elmer Fudd. That's who that character is.
That was bad.
Yeah, you messed up your cartoons there. But that, you know, we're just really emphasizing, Anthony, that it is the final, what are we, 25 minutes of the show here?
Yep.
Yeah. So it's time for the weekend preview, which is brought to you by
nobody, Craig.
Yep, still the case. All right. So here's what we got. This weekend, the NWSL is back in action. The league, of course, was on international break last week. That meant that there was no league games. We saw the U.S. Women's National Team play. We saw Trinity Rodman score. Love that. Very, very happy. But she's back with the Spirit this weekend as well. And they're going to be playing Louisville tomorrow at 5 o'clock. There's a bunch of games throughout the weekend. It's actually kind of a light NWSL schedule this weekend, Anthony, in terms of good matchups. We got only one game tonight, and it's like late night Utah game, but no real premier matchups. Next weekend, there's a couple of bangers, so definitely look forward to that. Obviously, the NBA will take center stage. We'll go through their schedule in a second. Some of the other sports that we often hit upon, Formula One's in Bahrain this weekend. Typically, I've watched a little bit of the weekend by now, Anthony, but not yet today. Today was a crazy schedule. So I have, for all I knew, there's a 20-car pileup, which doesn't really happen in Formula One. But for all I know, there's a 20-car pileup in practice today, and I haven't seen a thing. The only thing I saw was a highlight of Fernando Alonso, his steering wheel. He had to, like, take it out in the middle of a lap. He had to, like, slow down and be like, let me take the steering wheel out and plug it back in. Wild sport, man.
Yeah.
Very, very interesting.
I wouldn't know what to do from going so fast and got to slow down to.
Hey, if your steering wheel don't work, I hope your brake pedal does.
Man.
That's all I got to say about that. But actually, what I'm happy about, Anthony, is that, like, it's happening not overnight, because they were in China and they were in Japan, which are dead opposite, and Australia. Those were the first three races of the season. And so just dead opposite, schedule wise. But actually, the race is like 11 a.m. on Saturday. That's or Sunday. That's a humane time. I can watch that.
Yeah. Very, very reasonable.
Masters obviously going on. You've been hearing the updates from my guy Ted Emmerich at the top and bottom of the hour. McIlroy a 66 today. So can Rory complete the career slam? You plan on watching on Sunday to see if he can do it? I think if Rory's leading on Sunday and I'm not doing anything else, I'll probably flip that on to see if he can close it out.
Yeah, I'll probably watch the last couple of holes.
And we'll have full breakdown, 72 hole breakdown on Monday. By the way, remember, Monday, we are at Capital One Arena ahead of the Mystics and the WNBA draft. So that's a huge day. Also, be on the lookout this weekend. This would be the weekend it goes down if there's going to be a huge Paige Bueckers adjacent trade. So we'll see once we get there on Monday if it's going to happen. Anthony, that faces you think Paige is going to Dallas. That my hopes that she just says, no, Dallas, I will not play for you. Trade the pick. And then Washington's like, here are three picks, or here are two picks and a player, or whatever you want. We'll take the pick. We're number one now. You don't seem to think that is going to happen.
I don't think she's going to pull an Eli Manning. I don't.
I'm still not giving up hope. The closer it gets, the more nervous I am. But she's been busy doing, like, going to Jimmy Fallon and stuff this week.
Yeah, she's been busy for sure.
So. Yeah. So that's a discussion they probably have with her and her agent this weekend, and then going to the Wings and be like, let's do this or let's not. So we're on lookout for that. But really the big story of the weekend, if we're looking ahead to a weekend preview style, is what is bananas weekend in the NBA, as there's a ton of seeding up for grabs. So in the Eastern Conference, the Celtics are going to be the 2 seed. The Cavs are the 1 seed. The Knicks and Pacers are battling for the 3 and 4 seeds. the Bucks and Pistons are quasi battling for positioning. The Bucks have two game lead with two to go. So if the Pistons win out and the Bucks lose out, it would come down to tiebreakers. And I'm going to be honest, Anthony, I don't know the current status of those tiebreakers. But that is where we sit on the Eastern Conference playoff teams. And then the play in teams, the Magic are all but locked into are locked into the 7 seed. And then the Hawks, the Bulls, and the Heat are locked in or are battling for 8, 9, and 10, and they could all skedaddle themselves around. Currently, Hawks a one game lead on Chicago, who have a one game lead on Miami. Of course, the Wizards are playing Chicago and Miami this weekend. So the Wizards have a chance to aid or hurt the Bulls and Heat's chances.
I hope we aid their chances.
Same, to be honest. By the way, wacky bit. The Miami Heat are dead even on the year. They have given up the exact same amount of number of points that they've scored through 80 games.
That's wild.
The other things to watch on the Western Conference side of things, the Thunder are very locked in to the 1 seed. They win out. They're going to be a 68-win team, Anthony. They lose out. They're still a 66-win team. The Rockets locked in with over 50 wins this season. To the 2 seed, LA is sitting pretty for the 3 seed. They have clinched a playoff berth. So the worst that the Lakers can finish is 6th. Yeah. Now, they could still finish 6th, which would actually be no difference than where they are right now, with the exception, obviously, of who's got home court advantage in the first round and their ability to host potential playoff games with upsets moving forward. But they are locked in to the playoffs. The Nuggets, Clippers, Warriors, and Grizzlies are all, and Timberwolves, are all battling for the final 3 playoff spots. Currently, Denver in the driver's seat at the 4 seed. The Clippers right there as well with the same record. The Warriors, Grizzlies, Timberwolves, 1 game behind. So we'll see how that shakes out. All the matchups get all jumbled. And then, obviously, whoever finishes at the 7 line, they await the other playoff games or the play-in games. You got the Mavericks sitting there at the bottom. They are in the play-in, as are the Kings, but they are locked into the 9 and 10 spots. They can flip-flop, but they're locked into those 2 spots, the Timberwolves and the Grizzlies battling for 7 and 8. The last thing to watch would be the Utah Jazz beat the Portland Trailblazers last night, Anthony. So they and the Wizards sit dead even at the bottom of the NBA. If the Wizards can lose these final 2 and Utah wins 1, then we're in good shape for the worst overall record, which everyone talks about having the best lottery odds. The last 4 teams, I think it is, have even lottery odds. So the lottery odds, the Wizards have long locked those in of the best chance of winning. It's just which ping pong balls do you get? And this is the important part. If you lose the lottery, how far do you fall? And so if they lose, the worst they can pick, if they have the worst overall record in the league, is 5th. It's the worst they can do. If somehow Utah gets that and then both of them lose all 4 lottery spots, then the Wizards could wind up 6th in a 5th player draft or 5-player draft. The chances that both of them lose all 4 lottery spots feels slim to none, but we'll see. Obviously that's in mid-May. We'll cover that then, but That is the current status of the NBA going into the weekend. Anything else NBA-wise you're watching, or anything else weekend preview style that we should touch on, Anthony?
I'll be watching some boxing this weekend, but I don't know.
Oh, what we got in the boxing world? This is your part of the show.
So actually tonight on Netflix, Amanda Serrano will be taking on Katie Taylor in a trilogy fight. And I think the co-main is Alicia Baumgartner versus, I forgot who her opponent is, but I'll be tuning into that tonight.
Anthony.
Huh?
You had one job. That's the weekend preview, brought to you by nobody, and I can't imagine why. It is Friday. We have 3 minutes left in this show. Again, Monday, we are at Capital One Arena, where we will be joined on set by multiple folks who cover the Mystics ahead of draft night. I think we're also going to broadcast live during the first round. Or not broadcast. We're going to be on YouTube live during the first round. So make sure you're following us at the Team 980. And for more women's sports coverage, at Hoffman W Sports. However, it is time for Real Things, Anthony. We do not have much time, and we must get to Real Things today. This segment was essentially invented because Kevin Harlan is a broadcaster who says hilarious things while calling games. And the other night, he added to his Hall of Fame, it's not even a resume, he's in the Real Things Hall of Fame. He added to his Mount Rushmore of Real Things achievements.
Tonight from Madison Square Garden, the NBA on TNT is brought to you by the new crispy tenders at CarMax. What? The way car buying should be. Can that be? What is that? Wait a minute. Hold on.
I'm holding.
Hold on. Are they serving tenders with cars? Are there tenders in the car?
Because if there is, you're in.
We just had the marriage of two different sponsors, and it was ugly. Who wrote that?
Only you can laugh about it.
Well, that just goes to show you, I literally will read anything they put in front of me without even looking like, holy cow, what does that say?
That's how that goes sometimes. Hey, read this thing. Okay.
That's gold.
It's so good. And I'm sure somewhere, some broadcaster, probably Mike Tirico, is like, that's why I read all my cards. Like, some dudes are the most prepared that you'll ever, and you're just like, this is, you don't need to prepare. That's just wasted effort. You are wasting your time for some. And then one day you don't read your ad cards. Kevin Harlan's as professional as they come. Part of being a professional sometimes is relying on the other professionals that you work with, that they're not going to give you a card that says there's new chicken tenders at CarMax. And the thing about professionals, though, is that they're human, and sometimes somebody has a day. It sounds like a copy and paste went wrong. And honestly, it was worth it. Who can possibly be mad at that? CarMax has 1,000 reads during the NBA season. If one turns into a viral moment because it was hilarious, sick. Sick.
Do you think he was given that card on April Fool's Day?
No, this happened earlier this week.
Oh, I thought this was like a delayed, like, oh,
no,
wow.
No, this isn't an old bit. This happened for realsies this week. Just because somebody made a mistake and Kevin Harlan rolled with the punches. And that is why he is the god of real things real people said in real microphones. We'll see you from Cap One, WNBA Draft on Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars.
Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.